Let us prepare our hearts for hearing God's word with our prayer for illumination. As we open your word, O God, during this time of worship, let it become so deeply embedded within us that it will ever be present as your strengthening grace in our lives. No matter what crisis may come, through Christ we pray. Amen. Our first scripture reading for today is from the first letter from John. This is how we know love. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. But if someone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but refuses to help, how can the love of God dwell in a person like that? Little children, let's not love with words or speech, but with action and truth. This is how we will know that we belong to the truth and treasure and reassure our hearts in God's presence. Even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Dear friends, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence in relationship to God. We receive whatever we ask from Him because we keep God's commandments and do what pleases God. This is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love each other as He commanded us. Those who keep His commandments dwell in God, and God dwells in them. This is how we know that He dwells in us, because of the Spirit God has given us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we turn to the gospel reading, let us listen for God's word to us. Reading from John 10, beginning with the 11th verse. I am the good shepherd, Jesus speaking. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. After all, he's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. Jesus again says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I give up my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. I received this commandment from my Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My wife Connie and I enjoy going on cruises. And we like to think that we're thrifty and frugal and that we take advantage of a good deal when we see it. Now, before this pandemic impacted, the cruise lines normally placed their ships at ports where they would anticipate selling cruises in that particular area at that particular time or season of the year. Therefore, when the season is over, they have to reposition their ships to the area in which they will be active. And since they're moving the ship for their own benefit, the companies offer lower rates, and so it's a good deal. Now, several years ago, we took advantage of this repositioning cruise where the company was moving a ship from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Copenhagen, Denmark. So, with another couple from Huntington, we crossed the Atlantic. We stopped at different ports in Europe before ending in Copenhagen. One of those stops was at Le Havre, France. Now, you got to understand also that the cruise line offer different day trips from these ports. And from Le Havre, one of those trips was to visit the Normandy beaches and memorials. Connie didn't have any desire to go to that area, so the husband of the other couple and I took this opportunity. Our first stop was a site on a bluff overlooking the beaches, where on June 6, 1944, D-Day, brave soldiers from all over the U.S. stormed Omaha Beach. That peaceful and awe-inspiring site is now the cemetery where some 7,000 men are laid to rest. Located adjacent to the grounds of the cemetery is a visitor's center, and it contains displays and audio-visual stories concerning the days leading up to, the day of, and the days immediately following the Allies' invasion of Europe. As our group meandered at our own pace through the displays and films, I suddenly heard a name, Norval Carter. Probably means nothing to you, but that name was familiar to me, and I was caught up with hearing it. I was no doubt the only person in our group that was familiar with that name. And so I moved over to the vignette where the audiovisual program was highlighting some five or six men from various parts of the service who had lost their lives in the invasion. I sat and wept as I heard the story of Norval Carter. Norval was a medical doctor from Huntington, West Virginia. He was married and had two sons, one of whom, Walter, was a good friend and who was in my junior high and high school class in the band with me. Now, Norval was a surgeon and more than likely could have spent his time in some remote hospital back in England, caring for cases as they came back. But he chose to be in the field, where he could render more immediate care to the casualties. And rather than being in a field hospital behind the lines, he chose to be near the front line. On June the 8th, he was with the troops as they worked from hedgerow to hedgerow on their way to Saint-Lô. A soldier was wounded, and Norval went to offer aid. As he finished working on the man, a sniper fired a bullet, and Norval went down. In doing that, he shielded the man's body. Norval died from that gunshot. It turns out that the injured man lived and recovered and lived in Pennsylvania. Many years later, Walt was able to find and talk to the man about the final day of his father. Walt then wrote a book about the sacrifice of the father entitled, No Greater Love. When I read the scripture for today, no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for another. This story of Norval Carter came immediately to my mind. Yet I began thinking, how does this apply to our story of our lives today? We're not in the military. The vast majority of us are not doctors, not even corpsmen who would risk life to give aid to others. For that matter, how many of us are ever called on to literally give our lives for another? There are those who might say, well, I help my neighbors. Or I give to those who are victims of flood and storms. Why, I support our efforts for Heart and Hand and the people that we help. Why, I prayed for them last week. Yeah, I put an extra $100 into One Great Hour of Sharing. Friends, these are all good things, and we need to do them. And we need to help those causes. And we need to pray for the welfare of the homeless and hungry. But what I hear the Scripture saying today is love and the giving of our lives is an action. Something that you do which maybe causes you to actually spend time giving of yourself. And yet, you are a giving community. I think you are active in seeing to the needs of others. And I applaud you for those things you are doing. Many of you go about visiting people when sick, tending to the shut-ins, bringing a hot meal to someone with the flu. All these are things which are actions, and they convey the love of God. Now, how many of these actions have required us to have courage? How many of these actions have made us concerned about our own well-being and safety? Not many of them have caused us fear. And yet, there have been times when we have been urged by God's Spirit to do something, and we have backed off because we were afraid. I know I certainly have. And later kicked myself for not having done what I was prompt to do. Some people might call that a self-kicking repentance. Yet when we turn to God in a repentant manner, we can be assured that God is good and just and provides us the strength and courage to perform an action. Yes, God is right there and empowers us to do those things that God wants us to do. The Holy Spirit is always with us, but more especially when we are about God's will. God grants us the courage to be like Norval Carter and put our lives on the line for one another. Jesus certainly put His life on the line for you and for me. As the Scripture said today, Jesus is the Good Shepherd and provides care for us in all of life's situations. We can depend on Him to supply every need and allow us to rest comfortably in the face of our worst enemies. Jesus invites us to come and sup at His table. Jesus wants us to bravely step into a relationship with Him and those around us, and He will freely forgive the things which have held us back from those relationships. Friends, let us come to the Good Shepherd to be empowered and then to go into the world and show that world the love God has for them and for us. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for our Good Shepherd Jesus, who provided us with a way to be in Your presence. Thank You that He gave His all for us. Help us to be willing to give our all for You. We pray in Jesus' holy name.